Hard questions have easy answers. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Hard questions have easy answers. That's easy to say, isn't it? What would be a hard question? Well, a hard question is, how can I be myself and have fun? You say, well, that's not really a significant question. But it's a very significant question. How can I be myself and have fun? What is our purpose for living? What is our purpose for being on earth? What's our purpose for coming into this life at all? Why are we here? Why are we living this life? Why are we being ourselves here? Why are we doing whatever we're doing? Why are we living lives of limitation or lives of abundance or lives of wishing and lives of wanting and different things? Why are we doing these things? Well, we're here to be ourselves and have fun. Now, the most difficult part of this question is, what does it mean to be ourselves and have fun? What does it mean for me to be me and have fun? Does it mean that I should go and have all of my desires fulfilled? I should go and have all of the wants I have in my life fulfilled? Does it mean that I can even have the desires in my life fulfilled? That's a very hard question. How can I be myself and have fun? Who am I? Who am I, this self of myself that I want to be? Well, I like to think that I am the divine self. I am God. And as God, the divine self, I do all things because it's a joy for me to do it. I do all things because I do it for the love that I am, and I am pure love. Being myself and have fun, I'm pure love. First, I love myself. That's the most difficult question I have to answer. How do I love myself? How can I love myself? I do good things, I do dumb things, I do happy things, I do unhappy things. How can I love that sort of person? Well, in truth, I only love my ideal self. I love my ideal self because that's who I really am. Now, how I pretend that I am not something, that's not my ideal self. I pretend that I am not whole and perfect. I pretend that I was not born with an ideal body, and I am. I pretend that I was not born in a happy situation, and I am. I pretend sometimes that I have circumstances that I cannot control, and I can. I pretend a lot of things, and you see, in my pretending gets me in trouble. But I can also pretend that all is in divine order. All is beautiful, even though the outward appearance may be that it's not. And the easy question is just to answer that. The easy answer is just to say all is in divine order. And when I say all is in divine order, I am doing whatever it is that my human self is best able to do. When we have a person who is in our life and they are not acting quite like we'd like them to act, we pretend that they do. We say to them and to ourselves, you always do such nice things. You're always so considerate. You're always so loving. Thank you so much. And then forget it and go away and live in that awareness. And the person may or may not be that way. The circumstances may or may not be that way. And we say to ourselves, we're not living in a realistic life. And then, the next time we see that person or the situation comes up, we say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And we are so much all is in divine order in our consciousness, so much all is in divine order whenever we're thinking about the situation that comes up, that all is in divine order. We don't think of it as being not in divine order. It takes a little training to do this, because we have allowed ourselves to think contrary-wise, but we can do it. We can be ourselves and have fun. We can be who we really are and have fun. Are we really created to live in anything other than fullness and abundance? Are we created to live in anything other than a perfect body? Is our body designed to be perfect? Is it in every way designed to be the ideal body, the ideal, wonderful, fabulous body? Is it designed by its very makeup, by its very creative force, by the energy that operates it, to be immortal, eternal, wonderful, fantastic? Oh my, yes. If we don't know it ourselves, science keeps telling us that it's so. Science keeps telling us there's no reason for a cell to die except that it gets an idea to die, that it gets an image of itself dying, and so it dies. But there's no reason for it to die. There's no reason for any limitation to take place in our life, no reason for it whatsoever. Only we give our attention to that limitation. We empower the limitation. And so I empower being myself and having fun as the most joyful, wonderful, fabulous, exciting experience that I could ever have. And as I do that, I experience just that. I experience being myself and having fun. I experience enjoying myself and enjoying who I am and enjoying all of the world just the way I like to have it. I love it. It makes my heart tingle with joy. It makes me feel very good. I am being myself. I walk in the forest and I look at the trees. The sun is shining down through the branches and the leaves, and it's wonderful to see. And I look up in the sky and I see the birds flying by, and I see all the things that catch my eye, making me feel that it is truly something fantastic and glorious. I look at a waterfall and I see the water splashing over the edges. And as the waterfall splashes down from a higher level to a lower level to a lower level, it sprinkles the water, it splashes it here and there, and it's glorious to see. I want to go over and bathe in that waterfall. I want to go over and sit with the water dropping down on top of my head, just pouring down and pouring down. It feels so warm and so lovely and so good. It's like an immortal shower bath that never runs out of warm water. And you feel just so good. And you play in that water, and you splash in that water, and you flicker around in that water. And if you have friends with you, it's even more exciting. But being myself and having fun is just standing in that wonderful waterfall, feeling that water cruise down over my body and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. And I think of every drop of water saying to me, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, and oh, I feel so wonderful. I'm being myself and I'm having fun. Ooh, I sort of wiggle my toes in the water, and I splash the water around with my feet, and I splash the water around with my hands, and I put my arms out, and I let the water drip down off my arms as it's coming over my head. It comes down to my arms, and it comes off the edge of my fingertips, and it falls all around me, and I spread my fingertips so that I have five little waterfalls off of the end of my hand. And oh, how wonderful, how beautiful in this ideal, perfect, magnificent body that I have. And if the body feels any tightness any place, I just stretch it and say, you're wonderful, I love you, I love you, I love you. And as I say this to my body, I'm being myself and having fun. I am enjoying my body. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying my world. I'm enjoying my mind, because my mind is thinking the pure, beautiful, wonderful, fabulous thoughts of being myself and having fun. What could be more wonderful than being myself and having fun? What could be more wonderful than living in this world and saying to myself, this is a wonderful world? Then I start to look at all the people about me. Oh, now that comes into a fun thing too. I'm being myself and having fun. I'm looking at the people about me. I look at the people about me and I see them too having fun. And I look into their eyes and they're sparkling with joy and they're sparkling with laughter. I'm the creator of those people. I'm the creator of everything in my world and everybody in my world. And I see them laughing with joy. I look at my dog and he just lays on his back and sort of squiggles back and forth and squiggles back and forth, being himself and having fun. And he feels so good. And when he's done for a moment, he lies flat. Sometimes he lies straight on his back with his feet straight up in the air. And when I tickle him on his tummy, his feet stretch straight up in the air. He says, keep tickling on my tummy. I love it, I love it, I love it. You know, being myself and having fun. Have I ever tickled myself on my tummy? Oh, you bet. I give myself the energy massage every day, and I feel so uplifted. I feel so empowered. I feel so glorious. I feel so bright. I'm being myself and having fun. Not a difficult answer to a question at all. How do I be myself and have fun? I just do whatever my heart tells me to do, whatever crazy, wonderful, silly, delightful, intelligent. Oh, what wonderful things I do. Yes. And in that being myself and having fun, my whole world looks happy and joyful. My whole world looks peaceful and beautiful. And everyone who comes into my world feels my sensitivity of love and joy, feels my unconditional love, feels the magnificence of who and what we all are. It's a great and beautiful experience. It's a great and beautiful life. It's a great and beautiful way. It's the way that I go. It's the way that I am. All my life is fantastic. All my life is joyous. All my life is exciting. All my life is filled with peace, with love, with joy, with wonder. All my life is filled with who I am. Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Being myself and having fun. I have good examples for being myself and having fun by looking at my dog. Because my dog just lets himself go and just sort of enjoys life. And I look at the people around me and I say to Ellen, good morning, Ellen, how are you today? She says, oh, I'm so wonderful, I feel so good, I feel fantastic, I feel great. And how's little Love? Oh, he is just super. Did he dance over here by himself or did you carry him? Oh, I let him dance as he came along because he was being himself and having fun. He was stopping at every little branch and smelling it and saying, who was here? Who was visiting here? Who came along? And I didn't mind waiting upon him at all because I was being myself and having fun. And I said to Ingeborg, what did you do, Ingeborg? What were you doing? She said, oh, I was out getting some sticks. I was deciding I was going to trim the tree next to the house here. It had a few branches on it that I wanted to trim off. So I cut off about 8 or 10 branches. I said, Ingeborg, you're fantastic. She says, oh, yes, and I felt so good doing it, and it felt so wonderful doing it. I haven't picked them up yet. I'll do that another time. But I'm being myself and having fun. And Sylvia, how are you doing? And Sylvia says, oh, I feel just so wonderful. I had such a good sleep last night and so many wonderful dreams. I feel just like a queen. I feel so wonderful. Sylvia, you making my breakfast for me? Yes, I am, Herb. I'm making you your eggs, sunny side up, and I'm making everything just the way you like it. Well, thank you, Sylvia. Thank you. All my world is being myself and having fun. All of my life is being myself and having fun. Everybody wants to join in me being myself and having fun. Everyone wants to share it with me being myself and having fun. Everyone knows what it means to be myself and having fun in themselves. And they share that with me because I share that with them. They're my reflection. They're my mirror. And so as I go around with a happy heart, everybody's got a happy heart around me. As I go around being myself and having fun, everyone is going around being themselves and having fun. I don't have to make it happen. I don't have to wish it could happen. It just is so. Because that's who I am. And it's a wonderful thing to be. Join me in being myself and having fun. Because whoever you are, I see you. Being yourself and having fun this day with every desire of your heart fulfilled as it is for me, with every joy in your heart manifest right now for you as it is for me. And every being in your world is as magnificent as the beings in my world, for I have created them so, and you have created them so, and life is wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.